You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, we have Kelly Hansen on the phone, the lead singer of Foreigner.
How are you?
Good. Foreigner coming back to Vegas. You love it here, don't you?
Oh, you know, I've been to Vegas so many times.
Second home it's going to be for a while, huh?
Yes, it is. Yeah, we're coming and doing a residency.
That's nice, isn't it, to be able to unpack and basically stick around for a couple of weeks.
Well, see, I'm just buying a house in Vegas. See, that's the residency part we're talking about. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
We're coming. We're going to play it at the Venetian. We're going to be there January 24th, 5th, 29th, 31st, February 1st, and then in April 17th, 18th, 22nd, 24th, and 25th, baby.
Kelly is also their marketing director, so just... in case you need to get the info, I love it.
Flash marketing director.
So, Kelly, let me ask you the question that has probably been asked before. I don't know, but I'm sure a lot of people wonder. When you step in to a role in a band that has these iconic songs associated with an iconic voice, what's it like for you from your perspective?
Well, you know, I had to have a conversation with myself and understand and accept the fact that there's going to be people who will never accept anybody else in this role. But also, I felt that this was a very challenging and beautiful collection of songs. It's a catalog. If you're a singer, you couldn't buy or wish for a better catalog of songs to sing. And I thought that, you know, with Mick deciding to try to revamp the band, that I thought that I could do these songs well, and I could still put my own thing in there. And so kind of that's what you have to go by. The bigger thing was saying, will I do a great job? You know, will I do the songs justice? And that's kind of what I was shooting for.
Absolutely. And let's not kid ourselves. You've been with the band for a while, Kelly.
Yeah, over 15 years.
This is cool, though, because, I mean, I can imagine. Kelly, first of all, you grew up listening to this band.
You know, I was a working musician when this band came out, and I was very aware of the band. I've never been kind of like a fanboy album collector kind of guy.
Right.
But, you know, I would listen to this and all the other bands of the day and analyze and learn and get influenced by. So that was all part of what was going on in my head at the time.
We're talking to Kelly Hansen, lead singer of Foreigner. Kelly, when did you know that you could actually sing?
Yeah.
I mean, because when you're growing up and you're in chorus you're in choir, your buddies are going, wow, you're in chorus? Ooh.
Yeah, right.
But there has to be a point when you go, man, I think I can sing.
I was singing with a friend on the beach who had a band, and he said, why don't you come and sing with my band? And I had no designs on being a musician or anything, but I went on stage and sang and got a great response, and I went, oh. And it was at a point in my life where I was trying to decide, what am I going to do with my life? I was in high school, like, what am I doing after high school? And I said, well, this seems like something that I can do.
I can do this.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Like this, too? This is kind of cool. And Kelly, explain to me, because I think a few things that I've read now, were you close to, or was he the one who introduced you to a bandmate at some point? Kevin Dubrow from Quiet Riot.
Well, in my first band, Hurricane,
right,
our guitar player was the brother of the bass player in Quiet Riot. And our bass player was the brother of the guitar player in Quiet Riot.
Oh, wow.
So that helped us in the beginning to get a little bit of press because it was an interesting correlation.
We worked with Kevin in radio at another radio company. We always had a good time with him.
He was
a good guy.
He definitely had a point of view.
Yes, he did. He sure did.
What it was, we have no idea.
You did know him well.
All right. Foreigner at the Venetian, which, by the way, if you've not been there, it's a great place for a concert.
Oh, it's a fantastic theater, yeah.
Tickets are going on sale Friday, August 9th at 10 a.m. We're doing these 10 shows, some in January, one in February, and some in April. And I'm not saying anything, but there are ways to get tickets earlier if you go to the Foreigner website. I know these shows are going to sell out. We're so happy to be able to finally be doing this and getting it worked out. And I'll be able to, you know, wake up in Vegas and, you know, to taste the town a little bit.
By the way, Kelly, is it just the band or are there a couple of secrets? I know some bands have come in, and like yours, Foreigner, they've done it with a whole choir, an orchestra.
We've been doing orchestral shows. We just finished several in Europe, and we did some last year as well. This is going to be, I don't know if there's going to be anyone special coming in, sitting in, guesting in. That's always a possibility. Nothing's on, you know, planned, but it's going to be a full-on rock show.
You're right about that, because I'll tell you what, Kelly, people are always popping into town here, and anybody who's working here likes to show hop. So
exactly. So you never know.
Kelly Hansen from Foreigner. Hey, welcome back to town. Thanks for checking in, and we will see you guys after the new year.
All right, perfect.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.